This is 99.7 FM Barrieville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Mideast talks are about to begin in Geneva with foreign ministers. Iran is at the table. Israel is not. U.S. Secretary of State Rubio is in touch by phone, offering to meet directly with Iran at any time. ABC's Mary Bruce says that window won't stay open forever.
The president has now given himself a two-week deadline to make this high-stakes decision whether to strike Iran. We are told he's hoping this gives the Iranians, quote, time to come to their senses and come back to the negotiating table. The big question now, what happens if they don't?
Iranian missiles got through the Iron Dome again, hitting a six-story residence in southern Israel. Extreme heat is settling in as summer arrives today. Denver, Minneapolis could see triple digits. Extreme heat warnings as far east as Chicago. 50 summers ago, we were afraid to go in the water. Jaws being re-released this summer in theaters to celebrate the anniversary. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to delay the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Johnson is going against fellow Republicans in the budget vote and released a report showing the House passed budget reconciliation bill would put the U.S. in a massive $24 trillion deficit over the next 10 years. Another chapter in the Taylor Shah business saga, the 27-year-old woman serving a life prison sentence for the 2022 murder of Shad Therian in Green Bay, withdrew her appeal in a handwritten note to the State Court of Appeals. Shabusiness requested more time to file a new post-conviction motion, but the court dismissed that appeal Thursday. And Wisconsin's second Invasive Species Awareness Weekend is this weekend. The Department of Natural Resources says more than 30 events will be held around the state, ranging from educational programs to invasive species control workshops and even 5K run walks. Find an event near you on the DNR's website.
City weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible with lows in the mid-70s. And then hot and humid this weekend with highs in the mid-90s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 70 at our studios.
Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM, here is Billy Idol, 7:02 on Friday morning.
Here she come now, say morning, morning. Shoot him down, turn around, come on, morning. Hey, she give me love and I feel all right now. You gotta
yeah. It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Take time today to indulge in a sweet treat. It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
How about vanilla? Let's get vanilla.
Beware. Possible brain freeze ahead.
We're celebrating the base of all milkshake creation.
Celebrate National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Vanilla?
Oh, come on. Vanilla has girl's flavor.
Yeah. Okay. Vanilla milkshake, just a vanilla milkshake.
All right, everybody in position. It's the 1980s era Lakers, and by that I mean showtime.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. Happy National Vanilla Milkshake Day, everybody. A little vanilla ice in the background as well. We'll talk about our calendar days at 8:40 this morning and celebrate all of the fun stuff happening today. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. This morning, showers and thunderstorms are possible. We will see it gradually clear, becoming mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of only 75 degrees. On Saturday, it's going to be sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93 degrees. Heat index values around 102 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of only 77. Sunday will be sunny, hot, and humid again, high of 93. Looking into Monday, the heat wave continues. Sunny, hot with a high of 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Currently 69 degrees outside the Max FM studios. And we do want to mention that we also have a heat advisory for this weekend. That is going to start at noon on Saturday and go until 7 p.m.
Monday night. Heat index rise up to 103 degrees are expected for the Max FM listening area. These hot temperatures and high humidity may cause illness. Drink plenty of fluid, stay in air-conditioned areas, stay out of the sun, and obviously check up on your relatives and neighbors during this heat wave, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. And always, always make sure to drink enough water. I don't think it, you know, we tend to not drink enough water as it is. And I think at this point when it's so hot, it just keep it on the forefront of your brain. Bring one of those big, heavy water bottles with you. Keep it full all the time. If it feels, you know, sometimes you can like get your water a little more exciting, like put some like lemon in there, or cucumbers or something, and make it so it has some flavor. But yeah, just drink water all the time, especially when it gets hot, because it's surprising how easy it is to overheat.
Yeah, and especially you don't want to get dehydrated, and ice cold water is the key. I know there's others that would like some ice cold other things, myself included, but drink the water. That is the best thing you can do, because you do not want to overdo it. If possible, stay inside. If you want to get stuff done, the time to do that would probably be this afternoon or later this morning. As I'm looking at our radar this morning, the showers are moving through the Baraboo-Reedsburg area, Lake Delton, and Prairie du Sac areas right now. I can turn my head a little bit here and see some sprinkles outside the remote studio. So that'll clear up. I would say by about 10 o'clock, you'll be in the clear to go outside, get a few things done. Do it today. Don't do it tomorrow, people. I just don't want anyone overheating. That's no fun. Please take care of yourselves. That is the most important thing you can be doing right now. Right, Emily?
Oh, yes. Don't we know it?
Yes, we do.
Don't you know it?
Yes, indeed we do. And that'll segue into some other things. And it's ironic. I did mess with our playlist a little bit this morning. We had Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers saying I Won't Back Down. I felt that song was very appropriate this morning, because with everything going on in my world, that seems like my theme song that I'm going to be going with right now. We did go in, had the surgical procedure after I got off the air yesterday morning, and the good news is that it was successful. The bad news is it was successful and went it back where it needed to very easily. That means that there is probably some further damage in there that needs to be addressed, and there will be a larger scale happenings in the bigger city at some point to deal with what happened. Unfortunately, as part of this, my left arm is completely immobilized now. It looks very cool. Emily got to see the pictures yesterday.
It does look kind of cool. You kind of look like a robot.
I feel like a robot, I'll be honest with you, because I have to walk around like a robot. It's like, okay, wide load coming through. Can I get through the door with all this appendage sticking out?
But can you do the robot dance? Now, see, this is what inquiring minds want to know. Might need to play that one if you can get it in there.
No dancing. That it cannot happen with this rig, unfortunately. And this rig is just a temporary setup that all the surgeons came up with yesterday. I do have to say, this was in the operating room over at SSM yesterday. Everyone in that surgery center was fantastic. I felt like Norm walking into Cheers yesterday, of course. I was like, hi, Dave. I mean, it was priceless. And then everyone's like, oh, you're back. And, you know, got some good chuckles out of that. I said, yes, I am. When everyone knows you and knows your name, that's not a good thing. I almost also thought of Tim Taylor from Tool Time, but that was not the case here. So, yeah, we got a few good laughs out of that. And then my nurses, just amazing. I have to give a shout out to all the nursing staff. They were so amazing yesterday. I met some new nurses as well. Unfortunately, the TV in my waiting area where my pre-stuff was going on yesterday, that didn't work. And that nurse tried to fix it. She was up on a chair. I'm like, please don't stand on a chair. We don't need you in the same boat as me. But she gave it a valiant effort. So shout out to Jamie and Jenny, my nurses yesterday. They took great care of me and everybody on the team. You guys were fantastic. And it was interesting, because in talking with Jamie, I'm going to try to have her on the air with us some morning, because she does some stuff on the side that's pretty cool, I found out yesterday. So
cool.
We were chatting about that. So I'm hoping we get that opportunity. And then they roll me into the operating room. Let me tell you, that room, I've never seen that many people in. I'm like, whoa. When I was in there last week, there was a lot less people. When I got rolled in this week, it was wall-to-wall people. I'm like, okay. So obviously, it was a different procedure. And then the guy comes up to the foot of my bed, and he goes, well, good morning. He goes, you probably don't remember me. And I'm like, oh, I remember you. He was my surgeon from many years ago from something else. And so it was very interesting. He was not as young as he was back then. And so we got a good chuckle lot of that. He was part of my care team yesterday as well. And they rigged up this temporary brace. And like Emily said, I look like a robot with it on now. And then I get moved into something permanent that they're actually going to build, or semi-permanent that they're going to build next week. So they have to build a custom one that'll be on me for at least a month.
Because you're a robot.
Yes.
They're building your parts.
Yeah, building my parts. So they'll build a custom one that I have to wear for at least a month that'll hold everything into place. The bad news with that, of course, is there's no driving for Dave, unfortunately. So
we all know how much Dave loves his cars and loves driving. Yes. So this, you know, not being able to drive is definitely taking away some independence, which is not great. I know that's a terrible feeling. But at the same time, you have a special love for driving in cars. Like, it's an extra special whammy, yeah, if you will, for you. So it's not forever. It's hard. Be patient. It's not forever.
No, it's not forever. And that's the thing that I do have to remember is just being patient. And obviously, I'm here this morning. I'm in my remote studio this morning. I am under adult supervision because that has to happen for about the next 48 hours. And so I appreciate
that. That may need to happen
Wendy.
Consistently in your life, but that's a different conversation.
Well, that's a whole different conversation. But yeah, poor Wendy.
Wendy's over there nodding, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. She's keeping tabs on me. She's the backup if I couldn't have been here this morning. And ironically, we got a message late last night that Mr. Crenna won't be able to join us this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So Wendy's actually going to jump on the air at 4 o'clock tonight because she has access to the remote studio. So, and we're like, no, we got your back, Aaron. He goes, no, we got your back, Dave, because I don't think anyone expected me to be here this morning. That's probably the big thing. And I'm like, I wasn't going to miss being on the morning with Emily, you know. And I do have to give Emily a huge shout out because we got home yesterday and there was bags of groceries waiting for us out in front of our house. And there was a bag of Cheetos in there. I was so ecstatic last night to eat Cheetos. I had mentioned that to Emily in some text messages. I'm like, I'm out of Cheetos. And here there were Cheetos waiting for me last night when I got home. I was so excited. I actually sent Emily a picture of my Cheetos.
I literally got a picture of a bowl of Cheetos, like post-surgery snacking to the stars. No, I mean, you can't be out of Cheetos. Let's be real, especially on a day like yesterday and the things you've gone through, you've got to have your special snacks. And so Dave got Cheetos and cheese puffs. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so cheese puffs I have not eaten yet. And no, I'm not eating those for breakfast. One thing,
you can't eat those on the air. That would be way too crunchy.
Yes, it would. I'm just happy to have coffee. I mean, that's the other part is yesterday I did the morning show, no food, and then the worst part was no coffee. And so anyone that knows me knows how much I love my coffee. And that's going to be the other big struggle is just making sure I have coffee available because it's going to be a little bit more difficult, obviously, once I do get back to the studio and things like that and just the mobility side of things. So working through all that, I'm probably going to try to be back in the studios on a limited basis next week. Emily's going to be on vacation for a few days. I have a co-host lined up for Tuesday and I have other possibilities for Monday and Wednesday. But Wendy and I have to talk a little bit further today about logistics, because obviously needing to get back and forth is going to be the other part of this. Is since I'm not allowed to drive and then just navigating around, I mean, I'll behave myself, but at some point you have to get to the restroom and all that good stuff. And so still working through all those logistics. We'll figure that all out today, but I'll be on the morning show either way next week. Emily will have a few days off, a much deserved vacation. And actually, when I get off the show today, I will be taking a brief hiatus this morning into the afternoon, just taking it easy because I'm not going to overdo it. That's the thing that I'm not going to do. I want to take a moment again. Thank you to all of our listeners that have been texting in, private messages, whatever the case may be. And also the offers for help. I appreciate that because one thing, I'll say it, Wendy and I are not good at is we don't do well with asking for help. I'm guilty of that. We help others, you know, and that's how we roll. So,
but that's what that whole big, beautiful circle of, you know, helping others and then realizing that when when we allow people to help us, we are actually helping them because it makes them feel good, just like it makes us feel good. So if you want to, you know, do someone a favor and let them help you because it'll make them feel good. And that's, so you're doing something for them. So it works out for everyone.
And it does. And it's the other thing yesterday, obviously, was nervous going into this. And a lot of people probably don't know behind the scenes, Emily was messaging me and keeping my spirits up. And then also the breathing exercises, which I ended up using yesterday once
I
was
good
there.
Job. So,
yeah, I see. I can be trained a little bit, right?
Proud of you. They really help.
They do. And so that's something to definitely keep in mind, too, is just that self-care side of things as well. So that's enough about me. Unfortunately, last night I did miss a big concert on the square and all the happenings in the Weikert Great Day building with a market inside. I got to see the video from Amanda last night, so I almost felt like I was there. So I looked like that was a great event as well.
Yep. But all so much fun stuff downtown. And, you know, keep in mind the upcoming things. You know, Ben Bromley went through some things yesterday that are coming this weekend. It's a very exciting weekend downtown. It is Art June. It is Make Music Baraboo. It is Farmers Market. There's so many things. So these things are all outside. So just keep in mind, like Dave was saying, it is going to be very hot and very humid. And the problem with humidity, right, is it makes it so you kind of keep your heat inside. It's more difficult to sweat. So that means you can't cool down as easy. So what that means is drink more water. And then also what's nice is we do have this Make Music Baraboo venue opportunity at the Weikert Great Day building, and it will be air conditioned in there. We might have the door open just to let the music come out a little bit, but it's a big building and there's a lot of like marble and stuff in there, so it keeps it cool. So it'll be nice inside. Please, if you need to cool down and you're out and about doing stuff, please feel free to come in. The musicians would love to have a bigger crowd, so use the space for sure to cool down, and we'll have water available. And definitely just go out and enjoy, but take your breaks inside.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's such a great venue for music to take place down there. I'm excited for that. Chad Canfield to be in there working on that. And the whole Make Music Baraboo scene is going to be so cool. And that goes until like 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So that's cool. I mean, to have some great music. And that building is so nice because you can just go and cool down. Restroom is in there, obviously, too. And so we're so happy to have that there. Who knows? I may sneak in there quick tomorrow just to run upstairs quick and take care of a couple of quick things.
There's quickness or running for you. So all of that sentence is canceled. You're not doing any of that.
It probably won't.
I would like to. I'll go through you're not running around. So what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to go through the list of performers that we'll have on Saturday. We'll get to that a little bit later today, but I have a nice list of performers. Our music is from noon through 6:30, and then there'll be other music available around town. And if you want to find out about that, there is a site called Make Music Baraboo. So you just put that in your search bar, or pop that up, and you can find the different music going on around town. It's really neat. It's a really neat function. I'm really excited for Baraboo to be doing this for the first time. It has been done in other cities around for 20 some years, and it's just keeps coming back and keeps growing, and it's just a lot of fun. So, check it out for sure Saturday.
Yeah, and it's such a great venue. I'm so excited this is happening in Baraboo. I mean, we had the big celebration yesterday as well, and it's so neat to be part of everything in downtown Baraboo. So again, celebrate Art June, the music, everything that goes with it tomorrow. Now, we want to remind everyone, if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those into us now, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. We'll celebrate those about 7:40. Also, don't forget to go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local, save big. Our big deal of the day is half off a $25 certificate to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique. Today only, that certificate's just $12.50. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. What a great deal. You get to go over to the Amberlux Consignment Boutique, get discounted clothing, name brand clothing, for women and children, purses, shoes, jewelry, and more. Again, just $12.50 for that certificate. Go check it out. I saw that come up in our feed this morning, Emily. What a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great deal. Those are great people over there. I always support small businesses. We make it super easy for you. Just do it while you're on your phone, while you're on your computer in the morning, or if you have a break during the day, pop on there and get yourself a deal and support small business.
Exactly. So we'll be back with you at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Again, you can text those into us, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text and send us those birthday anniversary wishes for today, Saturday, or Sunday. And we have a big weekend list. We'll work on tearing that down as well. And so again, text those into us now. We'll celebrate those at 7:40 this morning. Here is Jane Child. Don't Want to Fall in Love on Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:30 on Friday morning. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. We'll be celebrating those in about 10 minutes. Coming up, we have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Gettin' Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a preview day for the Merv and Jeannie Yek online-only estate auction. It features antique and collectible items. The preview is in Reedsburg from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This online-only auction will end Monday at 9 a.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. Next week, on Thursday, is our June Farm Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. Features a lot of tractors as well as other farm machinery-related items, vehicles, several ATVs and UTVs, lots and lawn tractors, and other lawn and garden-related items. There's a preview at our auction facility on Wednesday from 9 to 3. Otherwise, items are available for viewing during daylight hours. Check our website at gavinbros.com for the catalog and more details. Also coming up on June 30th, we have a drop-off day for our July firearms and sporting goods memorabilia auction. So watch out for that. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A few showers and thunderstorms around early, otherwise partly sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, an isolated shower or storm possible with lows in the mid-70s. And then hot and humid this weekend with highs in the mid-90s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 70 at our studios.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
chances. Don't ask me why. All your life you had to stand in line. Still you're standing on your feet. Oh, all your choices made you change your mind. Now your calendar's complete. Don't wait for answers. Just take your chances. Don't ask. The human heart is only make-believe. I am only fighting fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire. Yeah, yeah, you're all the servants in your new hotel.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. That was Billy Joel. Don't ask me why. 7:40 on Friday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, shower and thunderstorms early into the morning. They will clear out. It'll become mostly sunny, a high of 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 75. Saturday, sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 93. Heat index values as high as 102 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of only 77 degrees. On Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid again, high of 93. Heat index values again will be in the 102 degree range. On Monday, it's going to be sunny and hot, high of 92, afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances. Currently, 70 degrees outside the Max FM studios. We do want to remind everyone that we do have a heat advisory. That will kick in at noon on Saturday and continue until 7 p.m. on Monday night due to the high heat index values up to 103 degrees. It is going to be hot and will have high humidity. This can cause heat-related illnesses. So as a reminder, drink plenty of fluid. Stay in an air-conditioned area where possible. Stay out of direct sunlight. And please check on your relatives and neighbors, Emily.
Yeah, keeping everybody in communication with each other to make sure people are being hydrated. Send those little text messages out. Send, you know, we're doing that for you right now. Just reminding everyone, bring a water bottle with you. Even if you're not planning on doing a lot outside, just have it with you anyways. And then you might, you know, create a habit about drinking water all the time. And that's a really good thing for you. So, but just, yeah, check on your friends and neighbors. That's a really good point because, you know, people... Who knows? People might be out and about and doing their regular work schedule, driving from place to place, and suddenly have car problems, and then they're stuck outside. You know, things like that. So right. Just make sure everybody's doing well tomorrow.
Yes, please do. So make sure if you have air conditioning available, you probably want to turn those on today. Make sure they're working. Today's the time to do that. As I'm looking at our radar this morning, the showers have moved out of the Reedsburg and Lavelle area. They're just clearing through Lake Dalton. We may have a few more sprinkles in Baraboo. And then after that, we're clear for the day. So it's 70 degrees outside. Probably by 9 o'clock this morning, you could be outside doing a few things, taking it easy. If you have outdoor stuff, this morning's the time to get it done. Please take it easy this weekend. We are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. And again, thank you to everyone that's been texting in well wishes as well. I appreciate those. That means so much to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're looking at birthdays for today. June 20th, we have Sarah McNeil is 30. We have also rapper Sage of Gemini, 33. Christopher Mintz Plazzi is 36. McLovin and Superbad. Dreama Walker, 39. And then, Emily, who else do you see on our list today?
I'm just giggling because Superbad, McLovin, that whole, that character, that kid, it's just so funny. So I just can't even, I'm just over here chuckling. The movie has some inappropriate stuff for sure, but it is so funny. That movie's so funny. One of my all-time favorites. I see Grace Potter is celebrating a 42-year-old birthday today. She is of the indie band Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. She rocked on her cover of White Rabbit. Love that song. Nice job, Grace. Allison Porter is 44, voice winner, and the little girl who played Curly Sue. Tika Sumter is 45. Michelle Obama in Southside with You. Oh, I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that out. Put that on the list, Dave.
Yep, exactly.
She did some other stuff, too. Chuck Wicks is 46, country singer. He was on Dancing with the Stars. Ding, 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 ding. There we go. Yep, we always get a dance with it. We hadn't had one yet this week.
We hadn't.
Dancing with the Stars birthdays always come around.
I was disappointed, weren't you?
Totally, I was waiting for one. I knew it would come up. It's Friday, they made it. Yep. Quentin Rampage Jackson is 47, former UFC heavyweight champ, excuse me. Robert Rodriguez is 57. He directed Machete Kills, Sin City, From Dusk Till Dawn, Desperado, Planet Terror, and those Spy Kids movies. That he is an incredible director. I love all his stuff. It's quite weird, and it can be a little bit, you know, dark, but that's what it is. Nicole Kidman is 58. I mean, everybody knows who she is, so we don't really need to. Yep. There's, like, literally no liner notes about her at all, because everyone just knows who she is. But she's 58 today. What a nice day to have. I have a winter birthday, and I'm always jealous of summer birthdays.
Me too.
June 20th, what a beautiful weather day, right?
Better than December.
What else do you see?
We'll move through our rest of our Friday list quickly so we can get to Saturday. John Taylor, 65, Duran bassist. Michael Anthony, 71, Van Halen bassist. We've got John Goodman, 73. We know him as Dan Connor on Roseanne. Lionel Richie, 76 years old, All Night Long. Hello and Endless Love. And I cannot miss this one. Bob Vila, 79 years old. He's the Cuban-American home improvement TV host. He is best known for hosting This Old House from 1979 to 1989. Also, Bob Vila guest starred in many home improvement episodes as Tim Taylor's nemesis. So I love seeing Bob Vila on our list. And then Anna Murray is 80. We're going to go to our June 21st birthdays. And we have Natalie Allen Lynn, 26. Rebecca Black is 28. Lana Del Rey is 40. And then we got another one. Shayna Burgess is 40. Dancing with the Pro Star, Emily.
Absolutely.
All right, we have also Chris Allen.
Dancing with the Pros and with the Pros Star. And there might be something on our list here coming up for our content that has to do with Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to be super honest. My cat.
All right, yep, we're losing you there, Emily.
Just one second. Dave, continue.
Yep, Jussie Smollett is 43. Prince William is 43. Benjamin Walker is also 43. Brandon Flowers, 44. Chris Pratt is 46, Guardians of the Galaxy superstar.
Yay!
I love the Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, PK, if you're listening, I know you need a little downtime. Maybe you want to come on over and hang out over the weekend and we can do some Guardians of the Galaxy. So
that sounds like such a nice plan. Stay inside for the heat, watch movies, and get that shoulder healed up. Erica Durant is 47. Lois Lane on Smallville. Maggie Siff is 51. Wendy Rhodes on Showtime's Billions. And Jack's wife, Dr. Tara Knowles, on Sons of Anarchy. There's a lot of those guys that pop up, too. Sons of Anarchy must have a big cast. Juliette Lewis is 52, Cape Fear and Natural Born Killers. She's 52? Whoa.
That kind of blows my mind. What? No.
We grew up watching her. I thought she was, like, way younger, like us.
Me, too. Okay, I guess we learned something today. Wow.
Oh, man. Kip Winger, 64. Woo! Superstar who brought us Winger. Come on. 17, headed for a heartbreak. Remember the late 80s? He does, definitely. Well, maybe he does. We'll see. It depends on how much he partied in the 80s, because I think that was a very fun and very rough time to be a rock and roll star.
Me too. And then we'll move to Niles Langford in 74, bass or guitarist for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Joey Kramer, 75, Aerosmith drummer. Meredith Baxter, 78, Elise Keaton and the mom on Family Ties. And Michael Gross is 78, also Steve Keaton, the dad on Family Ties. So they celebrated birthdays together, same age. And then also we have Ray Davis, 81, the leader of the Kinks, and Bernie Koppel, 92, Doc on the Love Boat. So yes, some celebrity birthdays there to celebrate. We'll fast forward to Sunday, June 22nd. We've got Joe Dempsey, 38. Alicia Gorson, 51. Becky Conner on Roseanne. Donald Faison, 51. Chris Turk on Scrubs. Carson Daly, 52, host of The Voice. And of course, Carson Daly. Oh my goodness, we got some good ones here, Emily.
Interesting. There's a couple of birthdays from Roseanne and a couple of birthdays from Family Ties. Everybody from the 80s TV shows had some birthdays today.
We're going to continue with the Family Days theme shortly as we get to the bottom of this list, too. So
I'll
let you take over for a few here.
Let's see. Kurt Warner. Most people know who he is.
Yep.
He's 54, though. He's certainly not still playing quarterback for the St. Louis Rams. Sorry. I think he's a little bit past that prime. Stephen Page is 55. He was in the Bare Naked Ladies. He was the front man for that band for a long time. Michael Trucho is 55. Sam Anders, the Cyclone, who married Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica. Dan Brown is 61, author of Angels and Demons. And of course, I would definitely read that stuff. If you don't feel like reading, they made movies about most of them, too, and they're really pretty interesting. Amy Brenneman is 61. Dr. Violet Turner on Private Practice. Erin Brockovich Ellis, 65. She was a legal clerk who just turned the world upside down, and Julia Roberts ended up playing her in a movie called Erin Brockovich, which is quite interesting. You learn a lot, and it's a little frightening, but I would definitely suggest it. One of my favorite people in the entire world, Bruce Campbell. Oh, my goodness. 67 years old. I did not say this, but this is exactly what I would have written as well. Acting God from the Evil Dead movies. Ash versus Evil Dead. Army of Darkness, they didn't even put on here because that's the best one. No, the Evil Dead movies are so good. Bruce Campbell is just so slick. I just adore him. So Rob and I have a long-standing, thumbs up affair with Bruce Campbell in his movies. He just does a great job. If you haven't seen those movies, Dave, that should be a binge watch for you.
For the weekend.
Yeah,
we also have Tracy Paulin, 65, Michael J. Fox's wife, and his girlfriend on Family Ties. So we had to get that one in there. Cyndi Lauper, 72. We know all of her songs. Time after time. And girls just want to have fun. Okay, I'll quit singing. And of course, the infamous Meryl Streep is 76 years old. Lindsay Wagner, 76, the Bionic Woman. So those are all of our celebrity birthdays. We actually had a song suggestion come in from our website because we're celebrating a little Van Halen birthday, and someone wants to hear Jump by Van Halen. So, you know, we see those come in, we'll make sure we get that on in just moments. As a reminder, if you do have local birthdays or anniversaries you want to pass along to us, text us those anytime, 608-355-9970. Now, Emily and I are going to be back with you at 8:10, and we're going to talk about something that I'm going to say is controversial. It's about avoiding a certain beverage in the heat, and I'm going to see where Emily stands on this. I'm going to say I don't agree with this. I'm going to just start that right now. So this is a controversial topic, 8:10 this morning, right here on The Morning Show with Dave and Emily. So Emily, looking forward to chatting about that with you at 8:10.
Sounds like a plan.
The more music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning. Coming up, we are going to celebrate a Van Halen birthday with Jump. That's a request that came in off our website. We appreciate those requests from all of our listeners this morning. As a reminder, you can text us anytime, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse and tap in text. Coming up, we're here about our big deal today from the Amberlux Consignment Boutique on Max FM.
big deals.
Today's big deal of the day, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget. Shop quality women's clothing in sizes from 0 through 26. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique also has designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. How about a new wardrobe for summertime fun? Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Get ready for Full Throttle Night this Friday from 6 to 10:30 downtown Rock Springs. This week, enjoy the classic hits and modern favorites of Burning Sky at Fireman's Park. Check out the classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles and participate in the 50-50 raffles. All proceeds go to help out Wisconsin Big Cat Rescue, open 6 days a week. Go to wisconsinbigcats.org for more info. Full Throttle Night, sponsored by Jay's Power Center. See you this Friday for Full Throttle Night in Rock Springs.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
We'll be right back.
cause. Hey.